Hey, welcome back. Today we're going to be discussing how to understand money and financial institution. In today's world, money is more than just paper and coins. It's the lifeblood of economies, businesses, and our own personal lives. So we're going to explore what money is, how it functions, and the institutions that manage and move it. Money serves three essential functions. It acts as a medium of exchange, a standard of value, and a store of value. For money to be effective, it must be scarce, durable, portable, and divisible. These characteristics ensure that money can be trusted and used efficiently in everyday transactions. Whether we're buying groceries or investing in a business, money simplifies the process of exchange and helps us measure and store value over time. Understanding money helps us align our financial decisions with our values. The U.S. money supply includes currency, demand deposits like checking accounts, and time deposits such as savings accounts and certificates of deposit. Economists use two key measures, M1, which includes cash and checking accounts, and M2, which includes M1 plus savings and other time deposits. While credit cards are widely used, they are not money themselves. They represent short-term borrowing. As we move forward, let's explore who manages this complex system. So in the United States, the Federal Reserve System, or the Fed, is the central bank of the United States. It was created in 1913 to stabilize the banking system and now plays a critical role in managing the money supply, setting interest rates, and supporting economic growth. The Fed operates independently of the government, but is accountable to Congress. It uses tools like open market operations, reserve requirements, and the discount rate to influence inflation, employment, and economic activity. Open market operations involve buying or selling government bonds to influence the money supply. When the Fed buys bonds, it injects money into the economy, lowering interest rates and encouraging spending. Raising reserve requirements means banks must hold more money in reserve, reducing the amount available for loans. Adjusting the discount rate, the interest rate the Fed charges banks, right? The discount rate is the interest rate the Fed charges banks. Also affects how much banks lend to consumers and businesses. These tools help the Fed guide the economy through periods of growth and recession. Financial institutions are the bridge between savers and borrowers. They include depository institutions like commercial banks, credit unions, and savings banks, as well as non-depository institutions such as insurance companies, pension funds, brokerage firms, and finance companies. These institutions offer services like loans, savings accounts, and insurance. So, what protects us as consumers? Well, the good news is the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation insures deposits up to $250,000 per account. Created during the Great Depression, the FDIC helps maintain public confidence in our banking system. It also monitors banks to ensure they operate safely and fairly. If a bank is in trouble, the FDIC can step in with support or require changes to protect depositors and the broader financial system. U.S. banks also play a significant role in the global economy. They provide loans, currency exchange, and investment services to businesses and governments around the world. However, international banking comes with challenges, including foreign regulations and political risks. The U.S. dollar is currently the standard for world transactions. Though there are other currencies that are challenging that current state. Looking ahead, financial institutions are being reshaped by technology and innovation. Fintech companies are offering new services like mobile payments, peer-to-peer lending, and digital wallets. Consumers now expect personalized digital experiences from their banks. Traditional banks are adapting by investing in mobile apps and online platforms. Right? We are continually seeing technology evolve to meet the needs of consumers. Right? We need to seek advice and guidance as we are navigating this financial landscape to ensure that we are using our money wisely. Right? Money and financial institutions are the foundation of our economic lives, right? They help us save, invest, to borrow, and grow. Understanding how they work empowers us to make informed decisions and use money as a tool for good. Thank you for joining on this session on money and financial institutions. I hope you are enjoying this class and that you're gaining valuable insight into the business world. Thank you very much. Have a great week. God bless.